Well, we'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, here's a cybersecurity expert joke. They think the world is divided into two categories, those who have been hacked and those who have been hacked but just don't know it yet. As the country's electric grid gets digitized, it's becoming increasingly vulnerable, and hackers are getting onto the grid. But how big of a threat do they pose? Jordan Wurfsbrock from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy reports.
An electric generator the size of a minibus shakes and sputters. Tiny pieces begin flying off. Thick black smoke pours out, engulfing the machine. That was the Aurora test, an infamous simulation back in 2007 where the Department of Homeland Security destroyed a generator with a remote computer attack. It was a watershed moment for the electric grid. We now know that it's possible to cause physical damage with a cyber attack. DHS reported hundreds of energy sector cyber incidents in the past few years. But the utility industry is adamant on this point.
There has never been a cyber attack that has had an impact on the reliability of the grid. So it has not resulted in a power outage.
That's Scott Aronson with the Edison Electric Institute, a utility interest group. In fact, no one I spoke to could name an example of hackers taking out the power. Why hasn't it happened? It's hard to figure out. Even if hackers did take out the power, utilities wouldn't want to advertise it. Investor-owned utilities, that is, the biggest power companies, face a catch-22. Mention cyber threats and they risk scaring shareholders. Mention how secure they are and it's like they're daring hackers to prove them wrong. Eventually, I found a utility willing to take me behind the scenes. It was a nonprofit rural electric co-op. Steve Matheny of the Delta Montrose Electric Association on Colorado's Western Slope showed me a 100-year-old canal that diverts water through dry, sagebrush-dotted hills. The concrete canal is barely wider than a one-lane road. A small hydroelectric plant sits at its banks.
And look at the energy in that water. That has enough energy in it to power about 3,000 houses.
Inside the powerhouse, the control panel has analog switches and boxy status lights. It also has a digital computer monitor.
And this same exact computer screen shows up at our dispatch center miles away, so they can see exactly what you see here.
The power plant's data doesn't go over the internet. Instead,
in terms of cybersecurity, let me show you over here. So this fiber optic cable goes from here to our headquarters building.
That cable carries the power plant's data underground, up along power lines, past fields of sweet corn, to the Delta Montrose dispatch. Matheny calls it a closed loop, which means if someone wanted to meddle with this station,
they'd either have to come into our dispatch center and do something, or they would have to come out here and physically do something. Yes.
Few utilities use only this kind of closed loop. Most are a combination of hardwired and wireless networks. But there's another kind of backup. Shut down the computers, and Delta Montrose's hydro plant would still work. That's thanks to its physical systems, like a gravity-powered shutoff. Which brings up a quirky thing about our power system. Our 21st century smart grid is built right on top of 20th century technology. The grid is fragmented, diverse, and old. Oddly, that makes it hard to attack. Hackers could take out bits of the grid, but not the whole thing. But here's what makes a cyber attack different than, say, a fire or a flood.
Cyber attack, you don't see it coming. You don't even know what it is at first.
Andy Bachman is a cybersecurity expert from Idaho National Laboratory, a federal research facility.
As the defenders get stronger, the attackers see that and they develop ways around some of those defenses. It's a real cat and mouse game in a certain sense.
Which brings us back to that question. If utilities are reporting cyber attacks on average every 3 days, how come no one can point to a hacker who turned off the lights? Aronson from the Edison Institute says this.
Think of it as the thief walking down the street jiggling doorknobs, looking for the crime of opportunity.
Hackers, from activist groups to nation states, are here. They're inside the computer systems that run the grid, snooping around and learning. Utilities are doing their best to stop them from going further. But this standoff is one that doesn't have a finish line. For Here and Now, I'm Jordan Wurfsbrock.
And Jordan's story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.